Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Jessica Marie Tatro and Tony Jorgensen. Linda Irwin is with us in spirit, but she is at the Idaho Winter Carnival this weekend, and it looks like they have the biggest donuts I ever saw. Like, they had this donut stand. She goes, "You think that's something? Look at this cupcake." So baked goods are huge, but it looks like a lot of fun. So it's the terrible trio today working together. How are you guys doing? Anybody want to share any thoughts or happenings?
I've just been having, you know, a pretty calm week. Been tired lately, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And I think if we're tired, we rest. I think, you know, we need that sometimes. But other than that, I was just going through some of the Briggs personality, checking that out. I thought it was pretty cool. I found out that I'm a INFJ. Yeah, INF. Well, it's really interesting. It speaks a lot about me and, you know, a lot of my intuitive sensitivities as well. It's just, it's really spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Myers-Briggs. It's like a personality test. Yeah, and it's based on the work of Carl Jung, who really had it going on. So, happy to.
I was wondering, Lynn, do you think the snow moon might have something to do with why Jessica might be feeling, or why we feel tired this week? I know that it's big here. We were just talking about the snow moon.
Yeah, like why wouldn't the planets have some kind? You mean we were just saying it's all energy, right? And we're actually moving at a very, very fast clip if you look at the speed that the Earth turns, and we don't feel it. Like, it's so magical. Like, you could just, like, stay in wonder all the time about, like, this planet and its relation to, you know, to the moon and the sun and everything. It's just, it's all kind of connected.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Like, the answer is I have no idea, but I think it's pretty magical. And,
it's really pretty.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just posted that thing about the moon is tired of being blamed. Oh, the full moon is tired of being blamed for people's behavior. But, we had an EMP friend on the show a couple of years ago, Deb Ayling, and she does, like, she's an emergency medical tech. So I said to her, you know, like, do you think the full moon has any effect on people? And she goes, oh yeah. Like, and her feeling it was like the moon being full, it did something to people, and there were more like bar fights and accidents and
I can say that's for true, because when I work, you know, because I work in the assisted living and in memory care. And when there's a full moon, it's crazy in memory care.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Like, people do weird stuff. They're bouncing off the walls in there when it's a full moon. It's kind of like a bar. It's kind of like a bar situation, except they don't need anything to drink. You know, everybody's a little cray-cray in there. And it's just, I see the difference, definitely, on a full moon.
Yeah. So you're dealing with a lot of people who have, like, dementia or other...
Yes.
Disabilities.
Yeah.
Age related. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot. About 45 of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's good that you go riding now and then, because horses are really healing and they help a lot with, you know, just our energy. That's good.
Yeah.
So Jessica, you were saying you're really feeling tired, and I really think, like, you would talk to, you know, anyone, and they'll say this is a time of year in the Northern Hemisphere when people are tired, like, you just want to sleep. You battle through winter. How cold does it get where you are in New Mexico?
It only gets down to about you know, 40 or 50.
Yeah.
And like 30s and
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that seems balmy to me, but, you know, I'm a
Me
too. Great
oh, that's amazing weather.
Yeah. But it's all relative, right? So you're used to a warmer climate and it gets cold. So that's cold, you know. But
yeah,
I don't
came
forget,
from Arizona.
Oh, well, there you go. And don't forget, too, that a lot of what you're going through now is you're on a healing path from stuff you've pulled through in life, right? You've been through a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think a lot of it, the time when you're tired, it's like leftover tiredness from all the battles you've come through, you know?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I love therapy. I have just started therapy for myself. I think it's a great thing to do, you know, just to go to, you know, someone to talk to. And I think that could be why I'm tired too, a little bit. It could be, you know, twofold. You know, I'm processing through a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff's probably coming up, so you're experiencing it again, and it's like, you know, you're
right.
crying out, "No, no more!" After a while, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you right
healing
off the
is
here. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say healing is a process and a journey for sure.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. But you really can't do much but keep on swimming, as Nemo said, right? Keep swimming.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
just wanted to bring, I don't mean to interrupt, I just want to bring an important message. The chat room is down. So I think Bob just tried to message us too. Anybody trying to chat with us, you might be getting an error, but please call in. The number is 646-564-9868. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we're not in the chat for some reason.
Probably found our tequila and donuts and absconded with them. Yeah. It looks like Bob's in the call board there. So. We'll tap our subject here because we've gone off topic because our topic was, what is your metaphysical superpower? And I realized when I wrote that, you haven't gotten all your powers yet as you're, you know, because we're still on the journey. So you can't say like, this is what I do, all I do. Mm-hmm. But where you are at in your journey, what are you, you know, what's your best What are we trying to ask? Like, what is your best tool in the metaphysical toolbox that we all use and we all have? So, Tony, what's yours, like, right now, where you're at in the process?
So, in the process, I am my tool is my intuition, which I hate to call it intuition because it's not. It's actually messages. That I'm because they're true and they happen, you know. So I guess it's intuition, but now that I've learned about it and know that it's for real and it's not something that's just made up in my head, because so many times it happens like a few minutes after, or I can see stuff. But I was talking to a medium online, and it's, you know, a lot of mediums. When you talk about a medium, a lot of people think you see dead people. I don't see dead people. I just see maybe light and downloaded messages and things just appear in my head as pictures, but not really the picture of the person. Just like I'll get a sign of a grandmother, or I'll get this is going to happen, or I get that. So that's what I feel. That's a superpower, because I mean, that's really cool. You know, I feel like I'm Captain America sometimes, because I can walk into a room and just like see all these different things. And it comes to the point with sometimes I have to block, block stuff out because it just gets overwhelming. But I think it's now that I know about it and that it's unique, but it isn't. I think everybody has a different power, different superpower, but that's the one that the path I'm taking right now seems to lean towards that way. Is that what we're talking? Does that make sense?
Well, that was great. You get a gold star for that. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Good.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Not to echo Tony, but realistically, just intuition is my, you know, like she said, that inner knowing, that your heart and your soul, your inner discernment. I have been learning so much in the last 12 years. There's always a refining process to that, I believe, as you grow and as you learn and grow. There's a refining kind of process there, a honing in, sharpening your skills almost, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't
absolutely.
Go away. Like, you can't wake up in the morning and say, I'm not going to do this today, because that's when more hits you more than ever. So it's not something that goes away. You know, you can change your mindset, I think, if you don't want to hear it. But, every day, like, even though I haven't been on the show in 2 weeks, it's like, you know, my intuition, I'm still doing what we do here. You know, on Sunday, it's crazy, because I was wondering about that. You know, if I didn't do the show every week, would I still need to hone in, you know, or sharpen my senses? This Sunday show does sharpen my senses every week, especially, you know, when you have a job or you're doing something different, sometimes you can't pay attention to the other.
Yes.
So being able to do it here is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It's like a tuning in every week, or, you know, a fine tuning every week. Same, exactly, for me too. Yeah.
Good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Linda mentioned when we talked about doing this topic, Linda said that I needed to put some X-Men pictures in the slideshow.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking up, because all I knew was like Wolverine and Storm and the sort of really common ones, but there's over like 100 X-Men and they all have different powers. And I'm like, that's such a metaphor, right? Because as humans, we all have like almost like a part of the puzzle. And what we bring to the table is our own special abilities. You know, Ryan's always said, don't call them gifts. But for some people, it does feel like a gift. You know, you watch, who's that lad on Netflix? Tyler. What's his name? Henry.
Yeah, I know.
Tyler Henry.
Henry.
Yeah, you watch people
yes.
like that, and it's like, yeah, they're more virtuosos than a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Sylvia Brown, the list goes on and on. But
the Long Island medium,
she's
a lovely. She's awesome.
She's
I love her. I mean, she is a character, and her personality just shines through with, you know, what she sees. But, I wish I had her talent. You know, I think it's the same, but she can turn it into, you know, a big show. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's an element of theater to those things, because you couldn't get on TV if you didn't have something that would make money for the sponsors. Right. But, but you know what, we can all be our own, like you can, if you want, and you can do the hair and nails, I know, because that's one of your abilities. So just do that and put it yourself out there. I bet you could do it too. You know, I don't know. I'm weird about going up to people in public. I may feel something about them, and like often if it's a good thing, I'll slip it in sideways into the conversation. But if I'm picking up negative stuff, I'm like, I'm not going to go and like burst their bubble for the day and tell them icky things, you know? I don't know.
No, me either.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the same there.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a weird decision to make, because sometimes you want to. It's like when we do the work in the sleuth group, right? You should get in. I should add you to that, Jessica. Sorry. So we look at crime, some of the crime stuff going on. And those I find really, really hard to do because you don't really want to feel what's coming through, but you have to look at it. And I'm like, I don't want to look at it. But like tough souls, like Jan Drake-Bach, you can do it and she's used to it. But, it takes practice and a certain kind of strength, I think, to be able to do that kind of work and not go bonkers, you know.
Definitely. I think it's incredibly important.
It's important. And you have to be in the mood to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
The first bite I got was, I had one before that, but with Jan on the Idaho murders, and that was pretty wicked.
Oh, yeah. Because we're human.
Definitely. I think just it's important that we all work together in our own ways. I mean, these things in the world do happen. I think it was in 2016, just real quick, I'll tell a brief story. 2016, I intercepted a kidnapping, an active kidnapping, and it was so scary after. But when I was driving up to it and seeing what was happening, it was automatic, you guys. I don't even know how to tell you, but there was this truck. Yeah, there was this truck. There is a driver. And then there's always a passenger that will jump out and take the child. So I was driving up, and there was a driver, and the passenger jumped out, and there was this little 11-year-old girl running for her life. I mean, it was, you guys, if you've seen the look on her face, and she was just trying everything within her to get away from this man. And I drove right up to them. I just did. I had to help her. And I pulled right up to him, chasing her. He had almost had her. I opened the back door, or I didn't even get out. I rolled down my window and I told her, "Do you know this man?" She said, "No." She was screaming. She was crying.
Oh.
I said, "Get in the back seat." Mm-hmm. When she got in the back seat, this man turned around and ran back to the truck, jumped in, and they were gone. I couldn't even, get the license. But I told the little girl, I tried to console her. I said, "My name's Jessica. I was just on my way to pick up my own daughter. I want you to call your mommy and let her know what happened. I'm calling the police." So it was such a eye-opening experience that these things in the world happen all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It's really scary.
It is.
I'm so glad you were there.
Me too. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was almost automatic, you guys. Like, I was there for a reason.
Of course.
Her mom, after I took her home and we met with the police at her house, her mom just held me and cried and sobbed. I mean, I just can't imagine. I couldn't imagine. And I think about that little girl to this day. I've never seen her again. I don't even remember her name. But I think about her. Yeah. It's incredible.
To me, that's a form of channeling. You know, you're being used as the vessel to help whatever situation.
I think that's what I mean. We are placed in positions when we least expect it. And we're all here to do and be of that for each other in some way, some form.
I have a question about that. I know we all have special powers. And everybody can tap in, but is everybody a light worker or a helper? I don't think. Do you feel that not everybody?
We do all have intuition.
Yeah.
And I really hate to speak about things in a hierarchical, sort of speak. Jaden's humbled me so much that, just clearly I don't think about those things that way. But for us to understand and have that understanding of measurement, I believe that no, it's a choice. I don't believe we are all light workers. I believe it's something within each of us that can be activated, but I don't, you know what I'm trying to say. I agree.
I mean, I agree with that. Yeah. Because I don't, there's not a lot of people like you that would have, there was other people in the park, obviously, but they didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? They just, they don't, whether they have to turn it on, like you said, but I don't know. I just don't feel everybody's an empath or a light worker. Do you feel that way, Lynn?
I do feel that. What do you think?
If you look at Gary Zukav's book, The Seat of the Soul, he talks about people being at just various stages of their own evolution, right? And some are not, you know, quote-unquote light workers, because we all bring light into the world to some degree. Even the ones who are causing problems for everyone and making it dark, when I ask, they say there's a purpose for it. And we may not get it in physical. It's like, who are these horrible people doing horrible things? But there's a reason that they're there. And yeah, it gets a lot, it gets way too complicated for my puny human brain, but like it's not accidental, right? It's part of a, spirit energy, spirit understands.
I mean, I can have a loss for words. It's very difficult to explain, but I understand it. I just don't really know how to put it in words, but that was great, Lynn. Yes.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, an excellent read, Seed of the Soul, if you can get it. It's, you know, a little bit dated, but it's timeless, and it's a brilliant, brilliant book.
It's amazing. Yes, I have that book. It's brilliant.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, yeah. It's a wonderful, just, you can pick it up, and anywhere you open it to is going to be what you need at the moment, sort of like a ching kind of thing. Yeah. We should get to our callers, because our first...
Yeah.
caller's been waiting for like really a long time, very patiently. So so we're gonna bring on 516. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Rosie. How are all of you ladies doing today?
Good, Rosie.
Oh,
happy
awesome.
Sunday. Nice to hear from
Happy Sunday
from you.
Indeed. Indeed.
Mm-hmm. What's your metaphysical superpower, Rosie? Do you know?
You know, I was thinking about it when you ladies were talking. So sometimes I do have the knack to manifest. Sometimes I get the, I guess, the knowing, if you will, the thought that appears in my mind.
Yeah.
And then it comes to fruition. So, yes. Those are the things that I do possess, those abilities. Also, as I've gotten older, I've realized to set aside the ego so that I'm able to listen to my intuition to make better decisions. But that has only came later on in life and through trial and error.
Fabulous.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you're still on your journey, and you're just going to keep getting, you're going to keep growing, and that's the cool part. Did you want us to look at a question?
I do.
Okay.
I know. So I just closed on a co-op, and I'm doing some renovations, but they're like decorative renovations. I'm not renovating like anything major. It's like painting and floors and, you know, replacing closet doors. But I feel like it's just taking, I don't know what's going on with the board and the building and management. So I'm just wondering, ladies, like, when do you see me moving in?
Okay. I got something for Rosie when she came on. My card just flew out for her. And I think this card for you, Rosie, is
exactly what you're talking about. It is the Six of Pentacles. It is in the yes position. It's about giving, receiving, fairness, sharing wealth, generosity, charity, prosperity, and balance. It says sharing your success, build more success. And I think this is directly related to your question. I'm feeling that things will come along. Ooh, I'm feeling fairly soon, and I don't want to give it a time frame, though. But yeah. I feel it soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what happened?
She feels it soon.
Oh, I was, I was feeling that it was coming soon.
Okay.
Without giving, like, an approximate.
Do you think, like, within 4 weeks, months?
I feel less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Less than 3 months.
It's pretty broad, but I think it's within that time frame.
Yeah, sometimes because we don't have a crystal ball, we don't like to.
Right. Pinpoint.
You know, we can't. Yeah, pinpoint. But I felt the same as Jess. And the card that flew out for you, and it did, it flew out. We love to use that, what Jess says. But it says, the world is my flourishing oyster, and I am excited to see what happens next. And I feel that it's very soon what's happening next, like super soon, like she's trying to say. So have you given note? I mean, are you living in an apartment or something that you need to give notice to? Is that what it is? Or
I just continue to live where I'm living right now. That's the truth, ladies. It's affecting my mental health. That's the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not doing it. So that's my concern.
I feel it's very close. Don't let it affect your mental health. Just act like it's tomorrow, because it feels very soon to me also. So if there's anything you need to get ready to start for the move, except you've already painted and everything. Now, I see something unfinished maybe at the place that you're living. Start working on that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ladies get, like, when I will get an approval for something, anything?
I got a yes. On approval or what you were asking, yes. And then when you said very soon, I also got a yes. So I think everything's in order. Do you guys feel any obstacles? I don't see any obstacles.
There are, and that's what my concern is. I was I was told that the management company. That's the next step I have to get approval from is the management company. And the person who is in that position is extremely busy, because my building doesn't have management. Either they don't have someone that manages the projects. And unfortunately, I guess this was given to somebody else. And this person already has a load, you know? And that the bottom line, ladies, is that my project is on hold. I can't move forward with next steps until I get the final.
Is it something to do with credit?
No. No.
They already approved the credit, or he hasn't put it in yet?
No, I got approval from the board. I have to get approval from management, the company.
Yeah.
That matches the building.
Yeah.
It's like the big boss. Like, that's really what it is.
The big boss.
Yeah.
I still am not seeing, I don't know, Lynn, do you see anything? Jessica, I'm still not getting a no on anything. I see a direct, clear path.
Yeah.
This might take some time, the only thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm getting a thing, like I'm getting obstacle feelings because of this committee thing, like having to get passed by all these committees, and I'm reminded that a committee, the camel is a result of a committee getting together to design a horse, right? So I think that that's causing blockage. You've been doing the renovations, those are approved, like you're allowed to do that, right?
Yes, I am. I did receive approval.
Okay, so
yeah.
That's not a blockage for you. It's something like to do with having to get this other approval. It's like, are you as you say, you're chasing this person down. Big thing is it's you're feeling at the mercy of, like, it's the control thing. You can't control these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the big feeling about it is they don't really give a toot about your problem, right? It's like, I feel like it would be so difficult to give a crap about what you're going through, right? It feels like you're just sort of standing at the bus stop and no buses are coming. Or it's hard to explain. Now, I pulled the Nine of Swords for you. And it talks, yeah. Which one did you pull, Jessica? I can't remember.
I pulled the Seven of Cups. And Jess, you picked what did you have?
The Six of Pentacles.
Oh,
yeah.
I got the Page. What did I have? Yeah. The Page of Cups.
Yeah.
I kind of think they're all the same, around the same. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Nine of Swords is talking about dark thoughts and disturbing feelings, worrying excessively.
Yeah.
And because of the worry, it's actually causing things to turn out negatively for you. You're caught between a rock and a hard place, because where are you living now is, as you say, affecting your mental health. So I think what they're asking you to do is pay attention to the worrying that's going on, to the stress, the anxiety, and find a way. One of the simplest ways to get on top of is breath work. So if you can look up box breathing, which is a technique used by the Navy SEALs, so they don't like panic and freak out in their situations, you know. And it does work. It will bring you back to, because you're losing your present moments by worrying about the future, if that makes sense. The future hasn't happened yet, okay? So you need to pull yourself back. Do Google the Nine of Weapons and the other cards that were pulled, and have a look at the full meaning, because there's tons and tons of info online about it. The big thing is...
Because the negative part of the card that I picked, which was the Page of Cups, is saying that missing the signs and being overly sensitive is what's hurting also what's going on. So like Lynn saying, the future, not worry about the future. That's why I was saying maybe keeping yourself distracted by packing your apartment or something like that, because I feel that you know, to get through these, it's not in your control, but he's eventually going to come around. It's just like, you know, like Jess said, it could be 3 months. It could be tomorrow, you know. Right, Lynn? You have to be positive on this one and kind of maneuver this guy into thinking that, you know, into making it happen for you. So, and you said you were good at manifesting. You know, that was one of your superpowers. I think that's what you need to do. Is totally direct that energy towards manifesting him into what you need.
Yeah. Try not to let their lack of attention, like if they're not paying attention to you, try not to take that personally, because it's got nothing to do with your business or anything like that. They're just, you know... As I say, committees are the worst, and humans in groups can be very chaotic, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that anything with committees like that, I want to run away screaming, you know. Very often we can't, just got to, like, go through and everything, but, you know, it's incredibly wrong, and we feel it, and you're probably feeling the wrongness of the situation. Right. They don't get either that you're in a tough situation in your current living situation, right? They don't get that. And so, you know, who can blame you, you know, feeling like anxious to know. But boy, I often say, you know, if we could predict the future like that and tell you when it's going to happen, we'd have the lottery numbers, you know. Can't do it.
Yeah,
you know,
we'd be rich.
Yeah. Although there may be somebody who can, like maybe just three schlumps that can't do stuff like that. I don't know. But, you know, I'm very, I feel like I'm treating people when I can't give a time. That's not how that works. As Ryan says. Anyway,
yeah.
But don't worry, Rosie. Don't worry, and don't let your present moments worrying about the future.
I can't be living where I like the next 3 months. So that is something to worry about. But thank you anyway.
Well,
yeah.
Don't forget,
but
you know,
you've
worry.
Got a great. Yeah. Go
yeah.
ahead, Lynn.
Oh, I think she's gone. Oh, I think we may have. Whatever.
She has a great positive attitude. She has a great attitude. She just needs to stay positive. I mean, you know, committees are like politics. They're all a little bit narcissistic to be in a committee. You know what I mean? And
You know, I understand it's pretty corrosive when you're trying to, all you're trying to do is live in peace and you can't where you are.
It's horrible. It's horrible to have to feel like that. I feel really sad that has to happen to her. But I see bright, pretty lights ahead. I mean, I don't see fire or darkness. So I just hope that she can hang on.
Be okay.
You know?
Yeah, it'll be okay. But the thing is, what we're unable to do is give you a date and a time. And
she left the conversation,
so that's all right. It's a disappointment, and maybe there are people who do that, more power to them, but I don't know. Anyway, I just know it's going to be okay for Rosie, and this too will pass. Anyway, let's move on, and we'll go to 515. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Oh, hi. It's Trent's mom, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Nikki.
I was thinking about you a few minutes ago. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah, I was. Yep. How are you?
I bet you it's my dad. I'm
maybe.
Having a really tough time. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad passed away 3 days ago, and now Trent's on hospice, and we've had like 3 friends pass away.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah.
The valley of the shadow, right? You go through.
Yeah.
Death is, sometimes that happens, and it's hard because you can't stop and think and absorb it. It's like happening all around. So in the hospice, is he? And where are you at, Nikki?
We're at home.
Yeah. And where are you mentally and everything? Are you, feel like you're going to pieces a little bit?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Who can blame
Last
you?
Last night,
no one...
his blood pressure dropped, and I flipped out and was crying so hard I couldn't even talk. And I can't imagine him actually being gone. You know, I keep trying to tell myself, like with my dad, he's in a good place, and this is temporary, and I should be happy because, you know, my dad and my friends, and soon Trent will be in a good place, but it's so hard.
It's hard. There's no way you can, I know. It's, everybody always says that too. You should be happy, and especially when they have an illness or whatever, but I know it's going to be a year next month that my mom passed away, and, you know, every time somebody says that to me, I just want to shake them because although I know she's in a great place, it's just like I don't feel that myself, you know? I don't.
They're just, They're just gone.
Because we're selfish. Yeah, because we don't want them to go, and we felt so much better when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still around us, but we just can't see them. And that's kind of frustrating also sometimes when you know, I'm sure Jessica knows this better than anybody. You just want to just one more time be able to hug them or see them, you know, in the flesh.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to hold them in a different light, which takes a long time, Nikki. It takes a while. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I am nowhere near ready to face that, you know, myself.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to cry because I feel your pain. But it's so funny because I have been thinking about you for the last week, and because I hadn't been on the show in a couple of weeks. And the first thing that came to my mind this morning was you when I knew I was going to get on the show. So I'm so glad that you called in. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When did Trent go on hospice?
Yeah.
The beginning of last week. They said that his systems are now slowly shutting down. I guess I'm still kind of hoping they're wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still have that little piece of that hope that they're wrong and that he's going to be around a long time.
Right.
Because I just can't even fathom him being gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. I understand that completely.
Nikki, this is Lynn, and like, just be aware too that your poor little vessel that is, you know, holding Nikki, is going through two kinds of grief, or probably more. But you're grieving, like the grief after the fact with your father, and you're also experiencing what's called anticipatory grief, like you're pre-grieving the event that, you know, mm-hmm. we hope. You know, we hope that he can rally, but the thing is, if he needs to go, well, Jessica, again, we turn to you, you know, when they need to go, can you carry it, just take it from there, you know, because you've been through that with Jaden, yeah.
Sure. Words are hard, very difficult at this time. I think the advice that I could give you from one mother to a mother, I spend as much time with your son, video and pictures, special memories with him. There were times before, and you'll know too, you'll also know, 2 weeks before Jaden passed away, you have no, absolutely no idea this is going to happen, but something with me that last year of his life, I don't know what it was. I didn't understand it at the time, but I was hell-bent on getting pictures of my children together. That was always a difficult task. I don't think I had, you know, pictures of my children together for 5 years up until that point. I don't know. Your mommy, in her knowing, will know. The closer it gets, or when Trent is ready to go home or transition. So I made sure that I got pictures of my children that year. And when my son passed away 2 weeks after that, it was my most treasured picture. Because it was the last picture I had of all my children together. Things like that, being very gentle with yourself, allowing yourself the processes of grieving and, I want you to know that we're here for you. Most importantly, I want you to know that even when you feel like you don't have family around you or anyone to talk to, Nikki, you can message me at any time, day or night.
That's kind of what it feels like, because, you know, everybody's grieving for my dad, and I'm grieving for my dad, but I'm grieving for my son.
No.
And right now I feel like I want to tear my heart in, like, to pieces, because it just, that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so painful. It's so incredibly painful. And I want you to know that those are the emotions of grieving. Although they hurt so, so terribly, just allow it and be gentle with yourself and reach out. If it's not to a family member, I've definitely opened myself and my messaging up to you at any time. Please know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. And try to remember Nikki too, if you can. And I know it's hard to process thoughts at this time, because it feels like just a whirlwind of, you know, and you're overwhelmed by everything. But please remember that we are not our bodies. The bodies are simply vessels to carry us through this earthly journey, right? And Trent, you came in this particular body. It wasn't by accident. And again, we're reminded that things happen for a reason. And I know that sounds so trite, but they really do. And Trent is not his body. The soul, the light, the personality that is Trent continues. It is a continuum, okay? The only thing that will be gone is the body he's in. And I think Jaden will agree that there's a freedom to being, he's not trapped, but the thing is, he'll be free of the physical limitations he's had in this lifetime. But he goes on. We go on. And
oh,
don't ever, ever doubt that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm getting this real quick for you, Nikki, too, that whenever Trent's time does come, he is going to be so, so supported and surrounded. And I know mommies need to hear that, because we feel that I did. I mean, I felt like, oh my gosh, who's going to take care of my son? Who's taking care of him? Who's watching him? Who's taking care of him? Who's, just go through that. And I just wanted you to know he is going to be so supportive.
My dad.
Throughout his transition.
That's what everybody keeps saying. And, you know, my dad loved him so much. And then vice versa. And they'll be together.
Yeah.
And he said, Trent did say he was done. He said, Mom, I'm done. And I get it. You know, actually, I want to be done too. I just want to be done.
Well, Nikki, if you ever feel suicidal at all, I urge you to call 988. Is that the number?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And again, that sounds like a easy platitude to say, but it really is true. You don't give back this gift of life until it's time to go. Okay. As Jess said, we're here for you. You know, you can reach all of us on Facebook, and if you want to talk to us as a group off the air, we're there for you, okay? You're not
Thank
alone.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
you're welcome.
You will survive this, believe it or not. It doesn't feel that way now, but you are going to survive this. And you're never going to be without help, okay, spiritually or physically. There are people that love you and care. And we're here for you, and you'll probably be amazed at how big a crowd is looking after your dad and Trent on the other side, and looking after you in the physical. It's you are loved, and you're not alone, hon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. If you if you feel desperate or whatever, you get in touch with us. Okay.
Okay.
just messages? Okay. All right. We'll hold you to that, Leslie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nikki. Thanks, Nikki.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, guys, my mommy heart.
Yeah, mine too. Crazy.
My mommy heart. Oh, goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. She's so sweet. What a wonderful person she is. Yep.
Well, you know, being alive can hurt. You know, I don't think anyone gets off.
Nobody wants to go before their kids. You know, it's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants their kids to go before them, is what I meant to say. You know what I mean? It's just not
no norm. Yeah.
I did it backwards. Sorry.
Yeah, we got what you meant.
I just think I needed that little kicker. It lifted my mood slightly. Thank you, Tony. I needed
you're welcome. I needed
to laugh.
I'm glad I could do that for you. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we lost Bob. Bob said he got tired of waiting in the queue and he's going back to bed. So, sorry,
okay,
Bob.
Sorry, Bob. Sorry, Bob.
But Bob's tired too. Okay, so 614, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, my name is Stilson.
Oh, hi, Stilson.
Oh, it's Stilson.
Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Did you
good.
Have what's on your mind these days? Did you want a question looked at?
Yeah, I guess I was listening to your guys' topic of the day, and I was wondering if you can by chance tell me or pick up on any metaphysical abilities that I might have.
What was the question? Sorry, I didn't hear it all the way. What was it again?
I wanted to know if I had any abilities.
Yeah, well, I think you have abilities.
I'm getting
you guys?
A yes too.
Yeah,
I'm getting a yes too.
Yeah. What do you feel that your ability might be? Because I got a strong yes. Do you have a sense of something that you might think, but you're not sure? Because that's how I found out. Like, I was like, am I crazy or is this for real? Do you have any kind of senses like that?
Sometimes I get certain, like whenever I'm making decisions, I feel pulled towards one direction versus another. And then later on, sometimes I don't listen, and later on I find out that the direction that I did make, that wasn't the one that I was guided to make. I would make that decision anyway because it would be the logically the correct answer. But then once I make that decision, I find out, oh, actually this place is closed or I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So sometimes I get pulled to go to a certain place and it's not my number one choice. So I go to my number one choice and I find out that it's actually closed or something. And so I should have just listened.
You should have went to number two instead of number one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually how that's your intuition. And so you have to learn. I mean, Jessica and Lynn are much better at this than I am because I'm kind of new like you, but you have to learn how to believe in yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
More confident. Yeah.
Really trusting, using your inner discernment to allow your intuition to guide you. And it's a process. It's definitely like honing in on a skill. The more you use it, the better it gets, almost.
Mm-hmm. It can be like a game, too. I used to do that, too, to make, you know, make sure that I was not crazy. And I would, like, it would be a game. How many times am I right? I mean, I wasn't right all the time. You know, well, it's not me. It was what my intuition was. It wasn't right all the time, but I can say 99.9% of the time when I went with the intuition of where I was guided in the beginning, it was right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And start with little things, not big decisions, like going to a place, like you said, and you go, and that place was closed, and then you went to the second one, which should have been the first one, was open. So that's kind of a game, you know what I'm saying, to figure
yeah.
out how far your abilities go. But the more you use them, you know, and start really, it's kind of a meditation. I have a hard time meditating. I used to have a hard time meditating, but that's because I thought meditation was sitting guru style and going, you know, for 10 yeah. minutes. And it's not that. You can meditate while you're walking. You can meditate when you enter a room and it clears your mind. And that's when you know that it's the right answer. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you have to play with, you have to learn how to do that. Like Jessica was saying, it takes time to learn that.
And the more you recognize it, the more you'll actually receive validation for that. Like, as an example, just last week, I was getting ready for my therapy, my weekly therapy appointment, and I had this feeling out of nowhere, I'm not going to therapy today for some reason. 5 minutes later, the phone rang, and they said it was canceled and that it was. Yeah, it was just, I mean, so that's kind of how you learn to trust yourself. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, I totally knew that. So you just learn to trust that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat.
It is. It still freaks me out a lot.
It does. Me too. It does me too. But it's incredible. Yeah. Lynn,
yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, so Filson, for you, I drew a picture of a wrapped present, like a gift wrapped present. So
yeah,
they're saying you haven't even looked at all your gifts. The suggestion comes down, try some tools. You know, you can try like pendulums, in automatic writing. You know, look up metaphysical tools, spiritual tools, and try a few of those and see if that doesn't help. It's more like when you do scales, when you're learning piano, it's kind of like to sort of train you, it's helped to train you. Intuition, open your mind, give yourself permission to have your abilities. And I wrote down societal messages versus inner knowing. So take a look behind you and see what messages you may have received from society, our culture, whatever. They put that woo-woo label on things, and it's like, you know, they either laugh at you or call you demonic worshippers, whatever. So look at what messages are lingering from the past. And you've got to unlearn a few things that were learned that are false. So give yourself permission to have your gifts. Sorry, Ryan. To have your abilities and use your abilities, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes we stand in our own light just by going like, was that me? Or was that, you know, we're having that weird debate in our head. Was that a message or was that me just making stuff up? And we can just like chat box our own selves. So don't stand in your own light. Whatever is working for you, you know, open those presents and use them and allow yourself to have those abilities. So don't worry about it. You know, if you're blocking yourself just a little bit, it's not your voice blocking. It's stuff. It's the junk we learn, you know, from the society at large. It's got to be an inner knowing rather than external judgment and all that stuff. So let that go. It's useless. It means nothing. What matters is
yeah.
what you're working with. Yeah. So open that gift. It's all still wrapped. It's still got the ribbon on it. So you have so much more to work with than you realize.
Are you on Facebook or Instagram or any of those? Are you in our Enter the Light page at all?
No. I'm not, but I do have a Facebook.
Yeah, so try to find me because I love sending pendulums to new people that want them. I have a collection of them, and I would love to send you one. So if you could find me, it's Toni Jorgensen, and I have blonde hair with glasses. You can put Toni Jorgensen, Utah, and it's E-N-J-O-R-G-E-N, SEN and DM me with your address. I'd be more than happy to send you a little pendulum to start with.
Cool.
Thank you. That's very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet, Tilson, and you're going to amaze yourself the more you give yourself permission to access all your abilities. You're stronger than you realize. You're more powerful than you give yourself credit for.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm excited.
You have a very cool name that goes along with it.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Talking about, you know, being on TV or whatever, that would be an amazing, your name as a medium. I mean, that you could go far. So
yep.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun to watch you grow. For sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the advice.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely Sunday. Thanks for calling. Okay. I got to move on because we've only got half an hour left. We have to, Tony's overworking again. So 505, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you
for
taking my call. Hi, my name is Patricia. How are you all?
Good.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes, hi. I'd like to, let me go to a more private place, but I'll still talk. I'd like to get some clarity on regarding a health matter. I was diagnosed with a chronic condition. And I want to find a alternative health practitioner to help work with me, or a nutritionist. And I'm here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, right now. I would like to find out, would I have, a nutritionist, or could be an integrative doctor, goodness, of course, obviously they're licensed and certified, but to work with me rather than doing this supposedly traditional healing of radiation and chemo, which I believe is more harmful. And I just want some guidance on that. If I look for the year or say another.
Yeah. Patricia, this is Jessica, and I just wanted to jump in real quick because what I'm getting is a yes. Yes, I'm an integrative medicine, but to use that in conjunction with modern medicine.
Yep.
Okay.
You're right. I got a real strong no on integrated medicine only. It feels that you need to stick with the plan that you might be making with the doctor right now in Albuquerque.
Okay, because where I was previous and where I was diagnosed, the female doctor, she was not helpful at all, and all she wanted to do was, I call slice and dice and have me blasted with radiation, not listening to me. But also,
I feel that
in my my interaction with her on those appointments. You know, she was saying, because I was, you know, pushing it back and delaying it, trying to find help and resources. And I was going through a bunch of psychic and attacks and just a whole bunch of stuff there in Cleveland. And she laughed and said, well, you know, you're going to have to do something because it won't go away, you know, laughing like this. And I just looked at her because I could have basically taken her head and just slammed it into the cabinet.
Of course. Yeah.
And, of course, I've been, you know, praying, but also I've just obviously taken responsibility with my nutrition as much as, you know, I can afford right now, because obviously I don't have right now the income to, you know, pay for the integrative, you know, medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And usually,
have you found a place to live now, Patricia? Do you have your own place now, or are you still?
No, I'm still at the shelter, but okay. I found a job. So, because all these places here, these nonprofits, they're saying it would seem to be predicated on getting a job, the income, which okay, I get.
There's
a place here. They try not to be too helpful, but anyway, I just get out here and do it. So I'm assuming I'll probably start that job in next month, and I can get on the waiting list because I have an income and get a housing voucher.
Yeah. So she might not have the best bedside manner, but I feel at this point the message I'm getting is that she's very good at what she does, and you know, maybe get a second opinion on it if you can. With the resources you have, it might not be available to you. But I know that laugh, you know, I would have wanted to shove her head in the cabinet too, but I think she's trying to just get you to do it, to do something to make it
right,
go, you know.
Right. She was back in Cleveland, so I just stopped going to her, and I did get second opinions. But they were all, and I don't think they really read extensively, and they were all agreeing with her, and it's like, okay. A couple of them, you know, I'm just doubting if they really, you know, were caring at all, except, you know, agreeing with her, because, you know, they would be supportive of one another. Anyway. And so, like I said, I've been doing, you know, the alternative health modalities, EFT tapping, of course, you know, getting out the emotional, mental, you know, traumas and hurts, and along with, you know, with my nutrition. And, of course, yes, practicing gratitude and practicing my self-love, my self-care, and and I'm on Medicare now, so I just have to determine, you know, and find an integrative, you know, doctor, and while I'm learning and while, you know, here, and then get while I'm getting situated here in Albuquerque.
I feel a little bit of time is the essence. I don't know what Lynn and Jessica's feeling, but something, you have to do something to get moving on it.
Right, right.
Lynn, did you have anything to say? Lynn, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am. Patricia, I don't get mad at this, but they're saying that you're sitting on some old anger that hasn't been dealt with yet. It's still in your system energetically, and it's contributing to your health condition.
Yeah.
So It's hard to say because sometimes this is invisible to us when we have anger that's like trapped. But just when you were saying how you wanted to bash that lady's head in with the cabinet, I got what you were saying. I really did. And I'm like, I hear you. I understand. Yes. But that anger itself manifests sort of something I think you need to just maybe, like emptying the compost, you know, or, you know, taking the garbage out. There's old anger dwelling in you, they're saying. So just have a look at that, you know, see what's lingering, because it's like keeping garbage around that you need to, you know, get rid of it and clear that old energy so that new energy comes in and is neutral and can be used by you, okay? Because it's like you're almost sapping your own strength with this. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything like that. It just means that you're holding on to old stuff that it doesn't matter anymore, and it's time to let it go. And that's what I was getting for you, love.
Yes, I realize that. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I know I'm, you know, doing what I can and, you know, must do for me, getting out the hurts and the abuses mm-hmm. and the anger, you know, attached, you know, to that.
Yeah.
So that I'm not feeding, you know, the problem, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
it's hard, but we all are susceptible to that, you know what I mean? That's why we clear our, do energy clearing and stuff like that. And you know, therapy, anything that works for you to get rid of that stuff. Because what you're doing is making room for new energy and new manifestations that way. So, yeah, it's really hard though. I mean, boy, it's hard being, we come to Earth, they say it's one of the hardest planets to have a physical journey on. So, you know, kudos to you for getting through it this far, right? So just clean up your sacred space a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and just definitely get out of this environment, this women's shelter, because it's, mm-hmm. it's unfortunate, even here, you know, the drama and all this other stuff. And
one particular
person who, you know, it was just time for her to get her out of my life, so to speak, you know, with her hateful and...
You're absorbing all that stuff around you, and it's not your energy to carry, for sure. So, yeah, keep going. Keep moving forward, and, you know, just don't carry anything that isn't yours and isn't useful to you or doesn't help, you know? Okay? Okay, we have to move on, Patricia, but thank you for calling, and we send you so much love and so much strength.
Thank you.
To get through.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good week.
Okay. I'm going to try and get everybody in here. We've got 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi, 917. Are you there?
No.
Okay. That's all right. So we'll go with 203. 203, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi, Pat. We were just talking about you. Welcome.
Oh, really?
Back. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So sweet. How are you doing?
I'm not doing good. And I just, because I'm not doing good, I'm so off track. And I just clicked into Blog Talk Radio, and there you are. And I thought, I probably can't get in. But thank you so much. I'd love to ask you. I have been struggling with depression. Someone said I needed to change my medication and blah, blah, and I just don't feel that that's right. I sort of got a pep talk. You know, you got to do this. You got to go out and do this and do this and that and so on. And then they said, but also if you're really depressed, then you can't do any of those things. And that was the only thing I misunderstood. I'm, in a way, I'm handling it. And another way, I'm really wondering, what is this about? If you can give me any insight, I guess I'm handling it because I'm sort of like accepting it and going with it, but it's getting worse. I'm angry. Maybe I'm angry just because I'm depressed. I don't know. Really, I would love insight if you have any insight in what's going on.
Okay. Well, hi, Patricia. This is Jessica.
Hi.
What's coming up for me? Hi. What is coming up for me, by the way, in regards to your depression is to, if you're on medication for it, my talk with your doctor maybe about an adjustment. On the radio show, we try to be very careful about addressing issues such as that without, you know, recommending.
I'm not asking about medication, and I do see a therapist and you know, every week and talk to him. I just wanted to mention that, you know, someone suggested that, and I kind of don't feel that that's, intuitively, that doesn't feel right. I think that's all I'm saying.
The message that I wanted to give you was to follow what feels right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that doesn't help, but it's true.
Yeah.
Is this about the guy that you were seeing?
Well, you know, today I was wondering again what's going on, and I thought, is it about losing chance? Is it about that guy? You know, is the reaction so much bigger than I thought? Maybe there's anger towards him in the sense of me realizing that, you know, the level at which he treated me was just so, so bad. But, I mean, listen to me. I'm laughing at it. I'm laughing about it.
And that's good.
I
also don't think you're giving yourself the space about chance, too, because that's you saying those two things were exactly the two questions I was going to ask you, you know, about chance and about him. And I feel inside, and this is just my intuition or the message I'm getting, that you are very in tune with your depression and you're like Jessica, with your medication. Maybe it does need a little fine tuning or maybe it doesn't, but I don't think you're as depressed as you think you are because you're in tune with it. Yeah.
I agree. You know, I go out in the world and I'm fine. I'm my old
you
self.
Are.
I know what to say to people to make them laugh or feel better. And I'm talkative and then I come home. And so then the other day I was wondering, is there something going on in this apartment? Which I've wondered so many times. And then
I just think you're lonely, Pat. I think you're lonely because chance isn't there. Maybe it's time to get another little rescue. I know you you're a foster adopt, right? You do fosters.
I've got a foster and she's going to go back to her foster mom soon. I've done well with her. I'm proud of myself. But it's what I've learned is fostering is not for me. And, you know, I'm on this site all the time and seeing such sad stories, and I'm afraid I'm going to give in and take another one. And I'm not sure if it's good for me right now as far as energy.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe
a little cat that you don't have to take that much care of. But what I'm thinking is you need to get out more.
Yeah.
And you'll meet somebody. This is not over for you. My message is that you are going to meet somebody that is going to be amazing for you, but you have to get out of your house in order to do that. You know, get in some different, a new hobby, or maybe start painting with your dogs and going to, you know, that you do and going to art shows or something like that. But I feel that I don't think you can ever go backwards because you have too much information now about moving forward with your depression. You just know too much, so you can't go back. And I think you're fighting that. Well, I want to go back because it's more comfortable, but you can't go back. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure about wanting to go back, but it makes sense that I can't go back. You're right. I am lonely. And I just joined a prayer study. I tried church. My chiropractor told me to go, and I tried it one more time. And I'm so busy, but I'm going to join the prayer worship study. And I go out. I don't necessarily go out to events. I don't know. I mean, I'm not
It's hard. It's hard to do that. I feel your pain. You know, it's hard.
Well, I'm just,
it's hard to
I'm
go busy. Out.
I'm busy. I'm busy, and then when I come home, I crash. So I feel like I get myself out, not necessarily to event. I don't know. I mean, I've been told that before. Well, that
I think something's coming soon. I think I feel this is your year. I think I said that a couple of times ago, that it's you've come a long way, and the messages I get is that this is your year. It's going to happen. I don't know when, but I think you're going to find something or someone that,
good.
Yeah, that agrees that you know, that'll be entertaining for you, for sure.
Yeah, it would really help to have a conversation with someone. I went to my therapist a few weeks ago, and I'd realized this driving over there. I said, you know, if the people in my apartment building were like you, if the people here were like you, if so-and-so was like you, I wouldn't be depressed. And what I was saying was that this guy he's a normal, intelligent, with it human being, and most people are just living their dramas so much that I've pulled back a lot. Rather than getting depressed about that, I've pulled back, which is another, not such a great thing. But
yeah, but sometimes it's necessary. So I feel you're on the right track.
Okay.
Give yourself some kudos for how far you've come. From when we first talked to you, oh, my gosh, you're a different person. So,
wow, thank you. Am I okay with my anger?
I don't know. Lynn's good at anger. I'm like,
okay.
Okay. I'm like this.
I do have three messages here for you, Pat.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Three messages came through for you, love. Is that depression can often be a result of having been too strong for too long. You know, you've had to be too strong for too long. That can cause it. And it's, you know, it's like tiredness, you know, like we were saying with Jessica, a lot of the time when we're tired like that, we just like, we've been coping with too much, you know, and that's a residual fatigue that comes from just trying to be alive on earth, you know, unless you live in a cave, you're going to take some stress from just being alive. And they wrote down too, depression is often anger turned inward. And that's what you're already guessing at that for yourself. And then the other one they give me is a visual. It's the end of The Wizard of Oz. And the wizard says to the lion, just because you run away from danger, you assume that you're a coward. And he says, you're confusing courage with wisdom. Not courage. You're confusing like a cowardice with wisdom. Like it's wise. You're pulling your energy back. All these, you know, all the drama is not remaining on stage, and you're wise enough to realize that you don't need that energy. So I would like go, wow, I'm kind of cool for knowing that stuff, you know?
Okay.
Just remember, we very often get trained to beat ourselves up, like, or to throw the doubt in our path, and it's like, you know, and that's, again, what we were saying before, that's just societal brouhaha, and you don't need it. It weighs you down. It's really stupid, and you can just let that go, right? Just let it go. But don't worry. You're completely normal and human. It's part of the human body, and it's just. But I agree. I also felt like, you know, if you can follow kittens, you know, and just get a little nest of kittens in or something. Because that's what's one of your healing journeys is working with animals, right?
I just read this amazing article in the New York Times. My sister sent it to me. A rescue dog saved him from addiction. This guy, tough guy, gave up, didn't care, and someone offered him a puppy that only had 4 months to live, and
He said, I'll give her the best 4 months possible. Now he's so involved in saving dogs in New York City, and he's just so tough. You know, he won't take people's ridiculous stories about, well, the dog, I don't like the dog, so can I give him back to you? And, you know, I mean, it's an amazing article, and it really made me wonder, should I don't know what I need to, I haven't figured out what to do with my life yet, so.
It's coming.
Anyway.
You'll
well,
figure it
said
out.
You have to? Yeah, who said you have to figure it out? Like,
yeah, true.
Because I'm not putting my energy anywhere that's,
sure.
that's contributing and even helping myself, even financially.
That's where you are now, but that's the awareness that you've got now is pointing you in a direction. You'll find the direction will, like the road will be there for you. You know, you're just figuring stuff out. But give
yeah.
yourself a break. Give yourself a break and just, you know,
yeah.
pull back those expectations. You are not under any obligation to be completed or
yeah.
finished. Like, you know,
yeah.
you can have a gathering time, too, where you're, you know, meditation is great because you're asking, like, oh, my God, I'm hearing. Remember Doris Day singing Que Sera Sera?
Yeah.
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 Oh my
yeah.
God, I'm hearing that in my head and I'm laughing because it's there. I think that's Ryan doing that. He's throwing a little, you know, a little, what's that expression? Whimsy. He said he's adding a little whimsy
yeah.
to liven up the party.
Uh-huh.
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
I think the other thing that alarmed me was that, again, once again, I felt so spiritually tired, and that surprised me and alarmed me.
Because you're Superwoman and you're not allowed to be tired or take
yeah.
a break?
No. I mean, spiritually, I just feel worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it happens.
Of course, and that makes you completely normal and human, and, you
yeah.
know, it's, yeah. It's, I feel like you're sort of, somehow you're not supposed to get tired or weary or, you know, but you're a warrior, Pat, and warriors get worn out, you know. They got to take the
yeah.
armor off sometimes, you know,
yeah.
put on the pajamas with the feet and do some really serious self-care, you know.
Yeah. Right, that's what I've been talking about. Yeah, that's what I've been trying
yes,
to focus
that's
on.
That's what you need to do. Yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
And don't give yourself a time limit or a deadline or anything like that. You know, just let sort of, it's about surrendering. They'll guide you. You'll be guided. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to plot out every part of the journey. It will get there. Bruce Lee
okay.
always said, be water, you know, be water. And just,
uh-huh.
you know, yeah, you have a journey
okay.
that will be revealed. Don't worry about it. And you're fabulous, Pat. Give yourself some credit for being fabulous as well, okay?
You are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're
Megan
welcome.
Don't forget you're an amazing artist, and, you know, art is always healing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was uplifting to reach, ladies. I always love you. So,
kick
thank
butt.
You.
I love you.
yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank
Pat.
You.
Let us know how it's going. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk to you
okay,
again
I
soon.
I will.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, I know Tony, you've got to run. So why don't you tell us
yeah.
where you can be found and all that good stuff.
Yep. Filson found me very quick. I'm on
oh, good.
Facebook.
Good.
Yeah, I already got her message. So I'm on Facebook, either Into the Light or Toni Jorgensen. Like I said, it's S-E-N. I'm also on TikTok, Instagram, anything I'm on there. And Enter the Light and Sacred Embers Group also.
Excellent. Okay. So I know you've got to run, hun. So
yeah, I'm going to run. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week, though. Okay.
Yeah, love you, and we'll
bye.
Catch you on the flip side. Okay.
Bye, Jeff. Okay.
Bye.
So, Jessica, you have other places that you dwell online, and so why don't you tell people where to find you, and even if you want to talk about what's happening in your group. It's an amazing little Facebook group you've got.
Thank you. You can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro, or you are more than welcome to come check out our Facebook group called Jaden Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me in the Sacred Embers website and the Sacred Embers group as well.
Fabulous. Okay, that's great. I just wanted to remind people that we have Angel Answers on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is an amazing show. If you want to call in and get a reading, it's I always feel like I'm forgetting people, but it's DC Love, Catherine Peoples, Liz Pfister, Jandrick Bakke, and Mary Hernandez, I believe. And Mary actually has, oh, and yeah, Monday night is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And that's Catherine Peoples and DC Love. And I think that's at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Mary Hernandez also has a Monday Zoom thing where she, it's called We Are One. And you can get the link. She posts the link on Sacred Embers, in the Sacred Embers group. So yeah, and that's like really cool. She had a guy from England on, I can't remember his name, but he was absolutely amazing. So you can get the recordings too if you want to watch it after the fact. Anyway, there's lots going on during the week, and hopefully we'll add some shows as we go along. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. Linda Irwin. She's not with us today, but you can check out. She's got some amazing AI stuff going on with her little robots, her little emo bots. And she's on YouTube, Linda Irwin. It's a yellow smiley face with headphones on. You can't miss it. And she's doing some amazing things with her AI creatures. And she's also to be found at living.ai all over the internet with videos, and she's on Spreaker. Linda's kind of got a finger in every technical pie going on, so that's really cool. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and the whole Sacred Embers group can be found at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Whoa, there we go. A lovely show. It was lovely to work with you guys. We really love our Sunday get-togethers. It's like recharging the batteries, eh?
It's always amazing. No, sorry, I didn't know if I was on mute or not. No, it's always amazing. That's to come together, yeah, in connection.
Well, lots of love to you and Jaden, and we'll see you guys all next week. Unless, of course, poisonous flying ants get us or flying monkeys carry us away. Other than that, we plan to be back. So we'll see you next Sunday. Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends. than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.